Hello and welcome to episode 35 of the Altius Images Drone Positive Podcast. I'm Todd Dudley and I'm the founder and director of Altius Images, and as a drone pilot myself, the negative press that drones receive annoys me no end. This podcast is trying to change that negative public perception of our multi-rotored friends, one positive story at a time. There are plenty of stories out there that show just how amazing drones can be, and I'll be bringing you one of those stories each week. So, let's fly into some positivity and see just how amazing drones are. A pretty brief story this week, but some hugely positive news coming out of the UK again. If you listened to last week's episode, you'll have heard about the drone superhighway that has been announced, and there's more good news in the drone industry in the UK this week as well. And that is that drones are to be used to courier drugs in a bid to speed up the delivery of vital medicines. This has been recently announced by the NHS. So it is a live trial to start with, more of a kind of pilot scheme to see how things go. And how it's going to work is chemotherapy drugs will be flown from Portsmouth to a hospital on the Isle of Wight as part of this pilot scheme. NHS England said it was hoped that the technology would lead to same-day delivery of orders across the country, which can obviously make a huge difference when we're talking about vital medicines. Chief Executive Amanda Pritchard said the scheme, which will also be trialled in Northumbria, was extraordinary. If successful, it's believed the Trust would be the first in the world to deliver chemotherapy drugs by drone. Announcing it ahead of the 74th anniversary of the founding of the NHS, she said it was clear that the pace of change and improvement across the health service is only accelerating. Delivering chemo by drone is another extraordinary development for cancer patients and shows how the NHS will stop at nothing to ensure people get the treatment they need as promptly as possible, whilst also cutting costs, she added. The scheme will cut delivery times to the island from 4 hours to 30 minutes, with one flight replacing two car journeys and one hovercraft or ferry journey per delivery. So it's becoming a much cheaper, much quicker, much more streamlined service. And we heard about a similar kind of thing happening throughout COVID when they were delivering the vaccines, and that was highly successful. The drugs will be flown directly from the pharmacy at Portsmouth Hospital's University NHS Trust to St Mary's Hospital, where staff will collect them before distributing it to hospital teams and patients. An NHS England spokesman said chemotherapy drugs were difficult to transport as some doses have a short shelf life. He added that it was hoped that the new delivery method, which has been created in partnership with tech company Apian, would offer a better option for cancer patients living on the Isle of Wight, many of whom currently have to travel to the mainland for treatment. Health Secretary Sajid Javid said he wanted England to become a world leader in cancer care, and using the drones would mean patients will have quicker, fairer access to treatment no matter where they live. A trial of the drone programme in Northumbria is expected to follow the initial Isle of Wight trial, and it is absolutely fascinating to see where this goes. I have absolutely no doubt that the trial will be a success, and I think we'll start to see this kind of thing more and more in the future. I don't know about you guys, but I've got very excited over the last few months hearing all of these really, really positive drone stories. I almost feel like I need to change the introduction to the podcast because I talk about the negative public perception of drones, but I'm actually not sure that there is that huge negative public perception anymore. Definitely still is, but the more positive use cases we see and the more drones are being used for good, the less that negative public perception will exist. For the full story, you can check out the link in the description of this episode down below. But that does it for this week of Drone Positive. As always, we'd love for you to get in touch with us on social media and tag us in any positive drone stories you see. We are at Altius Images on Twitter and Instagram, and you can find us easily enough on LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube and TikTok. Just search for Altius Images, or you can find links for all of our channels down in the description below. Do please reach out. We would love to hear from you. Thank you for listening, guys. Please subscribe to, share and rate the podcast so that we can spread our positivity as far and wide as possible. We will see you next Monday for episode 36 of Drone Positive. But for now, fly safe and stay safe, folks. Bye-bye.